Today's share in the Deer Shoe Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Chaf Dalet Amud Aleph. We're at the sixth volume of Mishnah Berurah, and we began yesterday Siman Tov Kuf Nun Aleph, which deals with the halachos of the 9 days. And we can pick up on the very top line of the Ramah, where he says, Chaf Dalet Amud Aleph, Afilu B'Shabbos Shel Chazon, even on Shabbos that falls out in the 9 days, it is Shabbos Chazon. We'll see, sometimes it's possible that two Shabbosim during the week of the 9 days, when, for example, Tisha B'Av falls out on a Shabbos, so there actually could be two Shabbos. But here we're talking about when there's just the Shabbos Chazon, when we learned the famous Haftorah, Chazon Yishayahu. So on that Shabbos, the Ramah brings down, Ein Machlif in Lubosh Big Day Shabbos. Many have the custom that they don't wear Big Day Shabbos, they wear Big Day Chol. We'll have a great discussion about this in the Dershu footnotes. And he says, this is true, Ki Im HaKutones Levat, except for the Kutones, which we'll see is a shirt of some sort. And he brings down the name of the Mordechai, the Agos HaShri, and the Aguda and the Rokeach. All of them are Rishonim. Mishnah Berurah and Sivkot and Hay tells us that this includes Afilu HaTalis, that you don't wear your Shabbos Talis, you keep on wearing your weekday Talis. Well, Inyan Giluach, what about taking a haircut? He says, for Shabbos, Imutal Labal Bris, V'chiyai Gavna, can a person who is making a bris or something similar to that? So he says, these halachas are discussed, Ayin and the Shari Tshuva, via long Shari Tshuva. Now, the Chofetz Chaim in the Shari Tzion, Oz Dalid, tells us that the Chasam Sofer brings down his matir for the Baal Bris to go and take a haircut. However, he says, for an Avel, during the Avelis and during the Shloshim, he doesn't permit it. The issue footnote number 5 explains why can't you wear Big Day Shabbos on Shabbos Chazon. So he brings down, she Big Day Shabbos Nikar Hagiyutz. He says that when you wear your Shabbos clothing, it's recognizable that they are professionally clean, that they have this real good cleaning. And also, Lubosh Batisha Sayyamim Megadim Meguatzim. And you're not allowed to wear these freshly laundered clothing, and Shabbos clothing, by definition, are freshly laundered. He says, Ubi Shabbos Shabbatisha Sayyamim She'ena Shabbos Chazon. If you have, for example, Tisha B'Av coming out on a Shabbos or on Yom Rishon, so then there's two Shabbosim, so then these rules of not wearing your Shabbos clothing don't apply to the first Shabbos that's not Shabbos Chazon. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Vav tells us that you're only allowed to change hakutonis levad, shino lovesh elub nehazer, because you're wearing that to absorb the sweat, so therefore that is allowed to be changed. The issue footnote number 6 brings down the ketonis chadasha, if you have a new shirt, so the bir halacha brings down, shemuto lobosh b'shabbos chazon, you could wear that on Shabbos chazon. However, Rav Moshe Feinstein's Atzal says you should only do that if you don't have a clean shirt, but you should preferably wear a clean shirt rather than wearing a new shirt. Mishnah Berurah continues, says, Mitam zeh mutal hachlev gam hapuzmakos. Therefore, you're also allowed to change your socks, just like you're changing your shirt because of the sweat, so you can put on new socks. Puzmukos are socks. And he adds, zeh mutal afilu b'Shabbos shechol bo Tisha B'Av. And that would be even allowed on Shabbos when it comes out Tisha B'Av, and of course when you fast on Sunday. Then he brings down, in Dershu footnote number 7, af lahachlef nanali Shabbos, to put on Shabbos shoes. So the Shari Tshuva brings down, shemutter im einon chadosha. So you can put on Shabbos shoes as long as they're not brand new shoes. Mishnah Berurah continues and he says, ubekilos kodesh Vilna, in the holy communities of Vilna, they follow the Vilna Gaon. Noagim opia grua, who says, lilbosh big day Shabbos, you should wear your Shabbos begodim. V'yesh mishanim begerech, but they would just leave one non-Shabbos garment on. And he says, v'kin kasar Yaakov emdim mishim aviv agon. Yaakov emdim says, in his holy father, the Chacham Tzvi, should tzorech lilbosh big day Shabbos, afilu b'Shabbos chobo Tisha B'Av. Even if Shabbos is Tisha B'Av, and it's of course pushed off till Sunday for the fast, nevertheless, even that Shabbos, you're allowed to go wear Shabbos clothing. The issue footnote number 8 brings down that the minog of the Gra was followed by many people, including, somewhat surprisingly, the Baal HaTanya. And he says, the Tam for this reason is brought down by the Aruch HaShulchan. He says, this is also brought down in the Shelesh Shuvas Radvaz, She'ein laharos avelus b'Shabbos v'fahes. You're not allowed to publicly demonstrate any sort of avelus on Shabbos. And if people are used to seeing you wearing Shabbos clothing, and now you don't, it would be recognizable. The Aruch HaShulchan adds, therefore, why in the olden days did they have this minog of not wearing Shabbos clothing? Because he says their weekday clothing was not that much different than the Shabbos clothing, and it wouldn't be recognizable. What do the Sfaradim do? So the Kaf HaChaim writes, the Bnei Sfarad, Noagu Kulam, Lilbosh Big Day Shabbos Kirogu, V'lo L'Shanos Afilu Begedechon. They didn't even switch one garment, they would wear all the Shabbos clothing. However, he says, Mikol Mokum, Yesh Mokom Shinogu, Shalol Lilbosh Begodim Levonim. They wouldn't wear white clothing, but V'chol Mokom was in Lovshim Begodim Chashuvim B'Yoser, Hamiyodim Mederach Klal Mu'adim. But they wouldn't wear Yontif clothing as well. Yontif clothing in general is higher level than Shabbos clothing, so they wouldn't wear the Yontif clothing. What did the Chazon Ish do? Chazon Ish said he would switch everything except his socks. he would leave on his weekday socks. Sheyesh mishanim beged echad. He would leave one garment that was a weekday garment, and the stipler, his brother-in-law, the great stipler god, lo yamach lach lef es hatalis katan. He would leave on his talis katan from the weekday when we're a special Shabbos talis katan. On the other hand, v'yashiv zatzal said, noagim kagro, we follow the lagon, and we change all of our gadim, and ein lishanos afilu beged echad. And even one garment you don't have to do, and even if it's betzina, if it's not something that'll be recognized, and somewhat surprisingly, Chaim Kanievsky, the son of the stipler, the nephew of the Chazon Ish, followed the Gra and not his holy father or uncle. Tisha footnote 9 brings down, those have the custom to wear the big day Shabbos on the Shabbos, so they still shouldn't wear a brand new garment. If at all possible, don't wear a brand new garment. And this is also written down by Moshe Feinstein Zatzal and the Igros Moshe. On the other hand, the Kavach Chaim said, no, it's permissible, Lubosh Malbushim Chadoshim, as long as Kol Sheinu Chashuvim Shederech L'Varach L'Yam Shechiyonu, as long as you wouldn't wear and make on them a Shechiyonu, so then you can even wear Mabushim Chadoshim. Now, there are many, many, many more Dirshu footnotes over here. We're not going to get through all of them, but I certainly would suggest people who have the time to go read through all of them. One important point he makes in the next paragraph of Dirshu footnote 9 is, when you do allow them to wear on Shabbos, you have to take them off right after Shabbos. So he brings down different opinions. Some suggest that you should take them off right after Shabbos. This is the minhag of the Chazon Ish. Ha'yilisho this big day of Shabbos, miyag betzeis Shabbos. You take them off right after Shabbos is over. That was the opinion of the Chazon Ish. Rav Nissen Karlitz, that's how it says, you can leave him on until after Havdalah and then take him off then. On the other hand, you have the earlier opinions brought down from the Eshel Avrami Bachach, Shein Isser Imashal Atzmo Espigdei Shabbos Afli Acha Shekvar Hivdilu Kol Atzibur. Even after Havdalah, you can leave him on. He says the Isser is to put them on, but if they're already being worn, it's okay. And there's also the opinion of Rav Yashiv, and also Rav Vosner, and Rav Shlomo Zalman. Well, Zichronom Livracha. Now we continue the Ramah. The Ramah says, of all parsin, you're allowed to go and leave up or put out the special Shabbos parochas that you used to have, parochas shel Shabbos. So you can put up on the Aron Kodesh the parochas shel Shabbos. That's not a problem on Shabbos Chazon. Unless, in Lo She'era, Tisha B'Av B'Shabbos, V'Nivcha. Unless, actually, that Shabbos Chazon was actually Tisha B'Av, and we're going to commemorate Tisha B'Av on Yud B'Av. In that situation, Sh'oz Ein Parsin parochas shel Shabbos. Then you don't put up the Shabbos parochas. They apparently used to have a different parochas on the weekdays than on Shabbos, so they wouldn't put up the Shabbos parochas if it was actually Tisha B'Av on Shabbos. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Zion tells us the same thing applies. What did Mapos Umichsos? They would have other coverings on the Bima and on the Sefer Torah, possibly wherever they were, these other coverings, so they would have special ones for Shabbos versus the weekdays, so they did not put them up for Shabbos Chazon if it was a Nitcha. The Ramah continues, he says, so Mishayesh lo Nisui Mishabbos Nachamu. If somebody has their wedding during the week of Nachamu, Nachamu is the Shabbos that comes after Tisha B'Av. So let's say Tisha B'Av is on a Monday. So then the week after that, those days until Shabbos are when you're allowed to have a wedding. So if you have a Nisuyin in the week of Nachamu after Tisha B'Av, so the Ramah tells us, Mutar Lilbosh Bigdei Shabbos B'Shabbos Shechazon. So he brings out from the Ariel, again, many of the Minhagim of Ashkenaz are from the Ma'ariel. So he says that on the Ofer Shabbos, which is Shabbos Chazon, so the Chosin, and we'll see others as well, are allowed to wear their Shabbos clothing for the Shabbos Ofer. Mishnah Berurah says in Sivkot Nuches, Va'af Aviya Chosin, also the father of the Chosin is allowed to do this, and likewise, the Kala, Loshin Beged Elyon Shel Shabbos, L'chol Chosin V'Kala. So too, the Kala and the father of the Chosin, Mistama, the mother of the Chosin as well, will be allowed to go wear their Shabbos clothing on that Shabbos. Sivkot and test, the Mishnah Berurah says, big day Shabbos. However, mikomakom begadim chadashim also, but they shouldn't put on brand new clothing. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Yud tells us, afilu chol Tisha B'Av b'Shabbos, and this is true, even if Tisha B'Av is on Shabbos and it's a nidcha, then the offer, if you're still allowed to wear the Shabbos clothing. But in this situation, avol avi achasin, the father of the chasin in this situation, ain't allowed to both in zelibo shum begish Shabbos. He shouldn't wear the Shabbos clothing. Only the chasin and mestam of the kala can wear the Shabbos clothing on the offer of Shabbos. Sif base. The Mechaber tells us, May Rosh Chodesh Adatainis, from Rosh Chodesh up until the actual day of Tisha B'Av, Mematin B'Masu Matin. You have to go and limit your business transactions. There's a lot of discussion about this. Let's see this first starting in the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkot Yud Aleph. He says, Yesh Minah Poskim, there are those Poskim. This is only talking about doing any business that deals with simcha, with activities of simcha, not from pure work. Kigon, for example, liknos klei kesef, to go buy silver items, or tzarchei chuppah, or things that you need for a chuppah, uchadom, or things like that, which are masa umatan shel simcha, business dealings, or business that has to do with something of a simcha item, uchadom, or anything like this. However, avostam, masa umatan, a regular business that you're doing for pranasa, ein tzarech lamaid klal, according to this first lenient opinion, you don't have to do any changes in your regular business. If you're an attorney, you're allowed to have regular clients, regular business hours, no problem. There are those, however, that disagree and say, no, the kol masu matan sorich lamayit beis os, that everybody has to limit their business as much as possible during this period of time. And you should only go and do what is necessary for parnasa, not for extra. The Chain Mashma b'simin tov kuf nundalit sof siv chof beis says a similar idea there, that tzorich lamayit b'chol masu matan, all types of business, not just masu matan shol simcha. And he says, v'rak im hu yirid, if it's the fair, it's a special market, a special convention for that business, so then it comes up once a year, yishlom ha'daheve kidover ave, that would be like a financial loss for you, b'shari b'chalinyan, and that would be allowed. Im hu motze oz b'zol yoser, if you can get much better bargains at that point in time. Now, he concludes, and he says, nowadays, nogel hokum chozeh, we are no hake to be makel in this regard, because mishum dakol nechshav keiz kidei parnasoseinu, because everything is considered necessary for our parnasa. So let's first look at the Shaarat Zion, Oshu Gimel. He brings up the Marshal, the Bach, the Taz, El Yeraba, that we can be makel. B'zmanein nogel hokum chozeh. He says, from the Magen Avraham, it's mashma, however, dafel pi kein b'masu matan shol simcha yeshlo noah, even though we're no hake to be makel, according to most of these Acharonim, but the Magen Avraham says that in regards to Masa Matan Shel Simcha, you shouldn't be Meikel, and this is also Pinin Chayyadim. However, from the Taz, the El Yerabah, it's Mashma that Af Bazeh Aminu Lahokel, even for Masa or Matan Shel Simcha, you don't have to be Machmir, the Shemol Yuchel Lahokel Acharkak, because you may not be able to do this at another time, but the Mishnah Berurah, Chavetz Chaim, concludes the Tov Lahachmir, that if at all possible, you should be Machmir to hold that Masa Matan Shel Simcha you should not do during this period of time, unless you really have no choice. In the Chofetz Chaim's Bir Halacha, he writes in Dibra Masu Mata B'Simcha, he said, the Mishnah Berurah said, the Harbi Post of Akavon, the Lo Yasuk Elekidei Panasah, so you should only do work that you need to. And he says, I in the Prima God, which because of the Yisroel Shei Panasah, so Klei Zemer, Eitzel Akum, the Veis HaMishta, if you're a musician and you play in the Gaiisha places during this period of time, you're a Dechidei Panasah Shari, that you'd be allowed to go play your musical instruments in that setting, because that's for Panasah purposes, not for enjoyment purposes. He says, looking at Derech HaChaim, the Masha Minah, the Eino Mati, our Prima God, the Elo Miyadzayim, Tamaz of Rosh Chodesh. He says, however, if you look carefully, that's only until Rosh Chodesh Av. That's only during the 3 weeks until Rosh Chodesh Av, but after that, you shouldn't do so. The issue footnote number 23 brings down a similar din in terms of somebody who's a music teacher. So he says, and if you don't go to him, they'll go to somebody else. Or, if you don't do the work, they won't pay you, and you need the money. So he brings down Vashel Shuvah's Zecha Simcha, that Yesh Lomod Ezdina Midivir Prima Godim Lini Yisrael Hamzamir Eitzal Nochri, that the similar laws apply, that just like you can go play musical instruments for the Gaisha places that you have to go work, so too you can do this here as well. However, he adds, Shafa Prima Godim Hiter Rak Ad Rosh Chodesh Av, like we brought down from the Bir Halacha, you should only do this until Rosh Chodesh Av, if at all possible, not to do this during the 9 days. And he says, Zadavka Bimenagin Bebote Mishto Shal Nochri, that's only when you're doing it in their places. Materes hanegina shamhi litzor simcha. That's for benefit of happiness. Ulam belima musica shetachlis hanegina hilalima. But to teach somebody, one can say that that isn't necessarily enjoyable. Yesh lahokel at shuah shachabo tishabav. Then you can even do it from Rosh Chodesh until shuah shachabo. Again, the din of shuah shachabo was stricter than the 9 days. And he brings out for the Marmashik. Nebuch, the person, lost his mother, so he allowed this musician, teacher, to go during the Avelus, because he would lose his business otherwise. What's the poor guy supposed to do? He's a musician. However, he adds, that's only if you're doing it for parnasa purposes. However, if you're doing it because you enjoy it, so then, then that certainly is not allowed. And he says, this is based upon Miyom Shachar Beis Hamikdash, also Lenagim Michli Shir, that the Chacham set up in the Gemara in Sota, that from the time of the destruction of Beis Hamikdash, you technically shouldn't play any musical instruments. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, Zatzal, in the Emes Liakov, writes, Sha'af al-pi shem ikor din mutter, mikom okom, kedai l'srachim, he says, as much as possible, a person should not do this if they're able to not do this. In the next paragraph, he has a whole discussion. What happens if you don't enjoy it, but you're not doing it for Panasa? Is this allowed or not allowed? Ayin in the next paragraph. Now we have a lot of other Dirshu footnotes over here. Dirshu footnote number 11, he discusses what about giving presents during the 9 days. So for example, he goes, what about a bar mitzvah present? So in the first paragraph in footnote number 11, he discusses, they're posting to say that you can give a bar mitzvah present, that is permissible. Although there are those that may disagree. But he ultimately concludes and he says that you're not really Messiah Das Mi'avelis when you give such a present, so therefore, aim is at Isser. What about other matanos shel simchus? So he brings up from Rabbi Yashiv Zatzal, shein lases. You shouldn't give other presents during this period of time. For example, l'chein ein lases matanos me'achos l'kalu. Engaged couple, the future groom and the kala, the chos and the kala, shouldn't give each other presents during this period of time. And he says, likewise, to give to a woman who just gave birth, you don't give presents during this period of time. And he brings down from Shlomo Zalman Zatzal, in terms of giving matanos me'achos l'kala, shekol ma shenog lo seis b'shas k'sivas ha'tanayim, whatever is normally given during the time of the tanayim, mutta lo seis gam b'yom elu, mishum shezeh k'chov b'en shnei atzadim, because this is like an obligation that you're fulfilling. But other matanos you shouldn't do. The issue foot number 13 brings down, what about buying tefillin? So it brings down from Moshe Feinstein Zatzal, the Igros Moshe, shemutter kiven shezeh k'niyah rach l'tzorech mitzvah. You're doing that for mitzvah purposes and not for happiness purposes. What about buying large household appliances and things like that? That eish b'kiniyosim simcha. You get a lot of pleasure out of that. For example, you buy a new car, or you buy furniture, or an air conditioner, or a washer dryer, things like that. So he says, from Rav Moshe Feinstein Zatzal, in the Igros Moshe, that if it's something that you don't make a shechiyon on, but you make hatova meitiv, so then, kagon sheishol isho, banim shagam, nenim, and mechonis, so they would also benefit from the car, so then you shouldn't buy it from Rosh Chodesh and onwards, because this is a inyan shel simcha. Others are even strict and say, even during the entire 3 weeks, you shouldn't do this. But it's for parnasa purposes, so she'ein b'kach el mishum mas or matan ragil, you need your car to go travel from place to place, she'ez manen nogel hokel, as we just said, so then you wouldn't make the shechiyonu now, you make the shechiyonu after Tisha B'Av, einu chay levato mimalakto mishum kach, you'd be allowed to do this, and this is also the opinion of Rav Ozan Zatzal in the Kovis Mibeis Levi. To buy small household appliances, or nissen karlitz Zatzal brings down, that is permissible. For example, to buy plates or things like that, or to buy svarim, he says, is allowed, and you'd be allowed to go bitovel kalim as well if they were purchased beforehand. The issue foot number 14 brings down, what about buying an engagement ring? This is the custom. So it brings down from Moshe Feinstein Zatzal, shezeh b'chlal masu matu shel simcha v'asu, you shouldn't buy the engagement ring during this period of time, unless, ach b'mokum sheish le'achosh lehefsid mutu, unless this is a sale time, the special deal you can get, so maybe you'd be allowed to. The issue for number 16 brings down, if the special marketplace is a once-a-week thing, then you shouldn't do it during the 9 days. But if it's a once-a-year type of a thing, a convention or a special yerid, so then you'd be allowed to. And in the issue for number 17 brings down, even if it's on Tisha B'Av itself, and that's when the special convention, that's when the market is, you'd be allowed to go and have a non-Jewish person go and purchase it for you, because this is called the Dover of it. This is a financial loss. Finally, in the issue for number 19 brings down, Yori Shamayim. A person who knows that he really doesn't need this for his etzem parnasa, but it'd be nice to have extra money. So in such a situation, Chaim Kanievsky, Shlita, brings down, if at all possible, a person shouldn't do this during the 9 days. I rushed through a lot of these Dirshu footnotes, but they're all very important. One should really go back and try to look at them. Then the Mechaber continues, he says, not only you have to be Mamai B'masu Matan, but anything over Binyan Shel Simcha, you shouldn't do any construction that is happy type of construction, not essential type of construction. Mishnah Berurah explains Sifkot Yud Beis, for what didn't call Binyan She'ein Tzarech Lo L'Diras, so anything that you don't need for your living right now. V'rak She'osa Kein L'Harvach B'Yama, you don't like to spread out, you want to have a new den, you want to have a basement, the things like that, you shouldn't do them during this period of time, Osir. However, he says, "Im socha l'nochri kodim rosh chodesh b'kablanis." If you signed a deal with a guy, build me my extra room in the back, and you here's a $10,000, and go build it. And you can build whenever you want. So then, this is a kablanus. You're paying him a flat sum. He's allowed to do this during the 9 days mutar b'kol, because. And even I feel a bit Tisha B'Av Yatzmo, he can even do it on Tisha B'Av, because the Nachri Yadai to the Nafshi of it. You're paying him a flat sum. He could do it today, he could do it tomorrow, he could do it whenever he wants to. So he's doing it for himself, not for you. And he says, likewise, if you paid for the guy to go and paint your house, he can paint it also during this period of time. If you can, however, pay more for a little bit extra, listen, here's an extra $100, wait till Yamtin Ad Achar Tisha B'Av, wait till after Tisha B'Av to do it, Tavala Brocha. That's certainly something that's praiseworthy, and you get bracha from HaKadosh Baruch Hu if you push it off not to have it done during the 9 days. However, he says, Ubeis HaKnesses Motu Ashul is allowed to do this, there'll be mitzvah the Rabbin, this is the mitzvah the Rabbin, and the issue footnote number 24 brings down, Bidin Yet Shabinyan Beis HaKnesses Motu B'Tisha Sayami, he's allowed to build a shul in the 9 days, so the Ben Ish Chai, the great Gadol Mibagdad, Rav Yosef Chaim, he brings down, Shehu Af L'Inyan Tzior V'Siyud Beis HaKnesses, this would throw even for painting or plastering the shul, that would also be allowed during the 9 days. Mechaber continues, he says, for example, what's an example of Binyan Shel Simcha? Could go and base Chasnas Lebno. They would build a wedding house for their son. Or Binyan Shel Tzir V'Chiyor, or some sort of a building that has like murals on it, a painting, or paneling on it, or Binyan Shel Simcha, or a planting of Simcha. For example, could go and Av Varniki, Shemalochim, certain types of plantings that they were in for the kings, Shinotim, that they would go and plant, Letzel for shade, Lestofi, Betzilo, to go and enjoy underneath the shade. So this is not allowed. Omine Hadas, Omine Aholim, or other types of myrtle trees, or other types of aromatic types of plants, Binei Aholim, all of this is not allowed as well. These are all called Binyan Shal Simcha, that shouldn't be done, or Netiyah Shal Simcha, that should not be done. And Yitzhak Hashem will continue the discussion tomorrow. With that, we conclude today's shiur.